Pure Moshe Hope, all is good. Today's daf is Yavam Mustaf Nun, and we have the tremendous chus of finishing the fourth parak and beginning the fifth. We're here two lines up on Mem Tes El Beis. If you remember, we had a couple of steers in Psukim, right? Between the Torah and Yeshayahu's prophecies, and that was the context with which, or the fake context with which Menashe used to kill Yeshayahu. And one of the stira, we explained how you would actually answer the stiras. Obviously, there's nothing wrong with the Yeshayahu's nevuos, but he didn't really want to answer them because otherwise Menashe would have killed. He would have killed them anyway, and they would have been mazed as opposed to shogeg. So we already resolved two of those stiras, and the third one is as follows. Right, it's Mesparia Mecha Amalei, two lines up. Right, again, the pasuk says that HaKadosh Baruch Hu will let a person fill out the years of his life. And then Yeshayahu had said, right, again, if you remember, he said to Chizkiyahu that he's going to add on 15 years. Right, again, the story goes, just to recap, is that Chizkiyahu got sick. Yeshayahu went to visit him and said, the reason you're sick is because you haven't had a kid. You didn't have Puravu. Chizkiyahu HaMelech said, well, I saw through Nevuah that my kid would be a Rasha. And Yeshayahu said, well, it's too bad. That's not your cheshbon, right? Your mitzvah is to do the mitzvah, and whatever happens, you'll try and work it out, obviously, but right, that's not your cheshbon. So Yeshayahu gave Chizkiyahu his daughter, and hopefully their tzidkus would work out, but that's not, unfortunately, how it happened. And as Menashe was one of the worst kings of all time, and Menashe actually ended up killing Rabbi Yeshayahu, which Taklas was his grandfather. So the puzzle gets said that HaKadosh Baruch Hu gives a person the years of his life, and then Yeshayahu said he gave 15 years to Chizkiyahu. So what's the deal? So how does that work? I mean, how do you resolve that stiras? The Gemara says actually Tanaihi. It's actually Mechogas Tanaim. Person can get more years than he's allotted. The Tanya is one that writes us, Mesparia Mecha Amalei, right? That pasuk which quoted, Elu Shnei Doros. That's the years of the generations, meaning there's a fixed number of years that a person gets. As Rashi says, Shanim Shaposkim La'odam B'shas Leida. So a person gets a certain number when he's born, and that's the number in question. And how does that work out, meaning as a person's life unfolds? Zocha, if he's zocha, if he lives a good life, so that mashlim in law, he gets to live those years out. Lo zocha, if Rachman al-Slan, he's not zocha, then pokes in law, then he gets less. To Rabbi Kiva. So Rabbi Kiva says the two options are you get what you deserve, or meaning what you get what you were allotted, or you get less. Right? That's according. That seems to imply the pasuk of and esmes baria mecha amalei. Right? You'll get to live out the years of your life. Right? The chachamim moment. The chachamim say no. The two options aren't that you'll get the years you were allotted or less. Zocha mosifin lo, lo zocha pochsin lo. That if you're zocha, you'll get more, and if you're not zocha, then you get less. So I'm going to go to Rabbi Kiva. So Chacham said to Rabbi Kiva, but again, if you tell me the two options are, you'll get what you were allotted or less. So what do you do with the pasuk in Yeshayahu? Right, obviously, but again, that's still true pasuk. What do you do with that? So I'm going to have he said to them, said Mishalo sifalo. No, when Yeshayahu was telling Chizkiyahu, you get 15 more years. He was giving him his own years back because he had, been punished, right? He got sick because he didn't fill mitzvah pru revu, right? That was lo zacha, right? He was getting less. Now when he told him he's going to get 15 more years, right? So it must have been originally given to him. And Teta, you should know that that's true. Shere Navi omenu misnabe, right? The Navi already says, right? So that there was already a nevuah in where is it? Sefer Malachim. Nevuah was given to Yeravam, I think, if I'm not mistaken, that he was going to have a child, a descendant. He named Ben Nolad the base David Yoshio. There was going to be a kid named Yoshio. And Yoshio was related to Chizkiyahu Hauso. One second. Right, Yoshio was not the son of Menashe, or I forget if he's the son or the grandson, but either way, I mean, if Adaim will know that Menashe, meaning that Menashe was either his father or his grandfather, I don't remember, and again, Menashe had not yet been born to Chizkiyahu, so clearly Chizkiyahu was originally deserving of the time and right to give birth to Menashe. Right, if the nevuah was 100 years before, that he was have a kid and a descendant, right, from Yoshi, that was named Yoshio, so obviously he had to have a son. And if he hadn't had a son up until that point, right, he was allotted extra 15 years. Okay, and the Rabbanan says, V'Rabbanan, so what is how did the Rabbanan answer Rabbi Kiva? That seems to be pretty good proof. So Gemara says, yeah, very poshut, right? Miksiv Michizkiya. It doesn't say that Chizkiyahu was supposed to have a kid, a descendant named Yoshio. It says the base David Ksiv. It just means that he was supposed to come from that lineage. I say, Imi Chizkiyahu, no, that he may in the Shekhinah. Maybe he could have been born from someone else. Now, just very quickly, we'll just point out a couple of Tosfos here. There are a couple of Gemaras that seems to imply, right, against what we said before, that a person has only a fixed number of years. Right? The first Tosfos over there, if you look, it's he quotes a Gemara Moed Katan, if you remember, right? a couple of Gemaras that we saw already in Seder Moed, right? That Bnei Chaye Umezone La B'Schus Atal Yemelse El Mazla. It's not Schus has nothing to do with Chaye is one of the things there, the years of a person's life. Right? So, okay, see, that's one kasha that he brings. Another kasha in the second Tosfos over there, right? If you remember the Gemara also, right, it says that there was a story at the beginning of Chagiga that the Malach HaMavis took a woman by accident, right? If you remember that right, that situation, and then they said, well, what are you going to do? Well, I guess we'll add on the numbers of her life, the years of her life, to some sort of Talmud Chacham or whatever. Right, that's how do you reconcile that story? Okay, so that you can check out Tosfos over there if you want. It says the Gemara, just to finish up the parak, Ishto Shemesa, right, Yevinto Shemesa, etc. Right, we had this whole rule that if only Achos Isha is permitted only after the woman dies. And here the Gemara points out that was a whole long Mishnah, right, if you remember. The problem is that's actually a pasuk. Right. The pasuk says bechayeha. Rashi already brings down that it's only when your person's wife is alive, right, that her sister is forbidden. After she dies, then you're not allowed to marry your wife's sister, regardless of whether there was a get or they were divorced or whatever, or she married somebody else or whatever. So Amar Rav Yosef Kan Shana Rebbe Mishnah Sheina Tzricha. Yeah, Enochanami, that you didn't really need this Mishnah. Rebbe taught it a Mishnah we didn't need because the pasuk already says very clearly that the Isser of Ashes. The issue of Achos Isha applies only when the woman is alive. Okay, Hadron Lachacholetz, and let's get on to the fifth parak. Now, the fifth parak, if you remember, I think it was in Chagiga as well, the fifth parak, sometimes the Gemara does this, but the style is that they have all of the Mishnayos of the parak at the beginning, and then the Gemara kind of lines up after that with a bunch of two dots, so we'll constantly be coming back to Daf Nun if you just want to, I don't know, put a bookmark or something, we'll constantly be coming back to this Mishnah to kind of see what's going on over here. Basically, the Mishnah is almost entirely going to talk about when a person does an inappropriate situation of chalitza or yiba, meaning he does one option and then something else. And there are four possibilities of what a person could do. Midaraisa, obviously there's yiba min chalitza. You can either marry his brother's wife by sleeping with her, or give her chalitza, or you know, the whole shoe and spitting, whatever. And midrabanan, as we've been mentioning the entire mesechta, you can either do mimer, which is a kind of like a kiddushin, doesn't actually do anything on a midraisa level, but it kind of like sets that you're going to do even with this person, or you can give a get. Right, which is also kind of weird, but right, not really relevant, but that's going to, you know, that will kind of weaken and dissolve the Zika a little bit. So, Rabbi Gamliel Omer. Rabbi Gamliel says, in get, achar get. Now, if a person wants to give a get to his Yavama after a get, meaning that there are two women here, and he gives a get to one, and then a get to the other. So, the second one, right, is not legit. Right, it doesn't matter either way. If you tell me that a get works to get rid of the Zika, so then the second Yavama is free anyway. And if a get doesn't work, so then obviously you know, he hasn't done anything. So you know it hasn't actually helped. So there's no get achar get, flow maimer achar maimer. There's no durabanan kiddushin after a durabanan kiddushin. Right? Regardless, right, it's not shayach. You know, and then it's when you've done nothing. Taklis is, as you'll see in a second, that we'll talk about in a minute. But you don't need to give a get to the second one, right, and you can still do yibum to the first one. Vlo bila achar bila. If you do yibum, right, there's no yibum with the second one. Right, if you do yibum on two women, right, yibum with the first one was good. The yibum with the second one is an isser of ishazach. And that's kares, that's bad, right? If a little chalitza, achar chalitza, same thing. Right? If you do two chalitzas, one to one yavama and one to the other, right? The second one is not a thing. The chachamim disagree with him on the derabanans. Right? Disagree with him on the derabanans. Yesh get achar get. Right? There is a concept of giving a get after a get. Meaning that that's going to, you know, again, kind of get rid of the Zika to the point where, right, you have to do, where it's going to, normally, when a person does a chalitza, right, if you remember, there was an isra of achos chalitza, so right, the only relatives of the chalitza is going to be usher as well. So the only thing this guy is doing, right, after giving a get, is ushering the second woman's relatives as well, right? If there are two wives there, so he's now usher to the first wife's relatives, because that's get, and it's going to be a chalitza, and he's giving the second get to the other woman, which really wasn't necessary. Well, all that will serve to do is to usher her relative to him as well. Okay, so that would do something. V'yesh maimer achar maimer, and similarly, right, there would be maimer achar maimer, and you would have to give a get to both of them, as we'll see in a second. The Mishnah will explain. Avaloach achar v'ila, avaloach achar chalitza klum. Right, but if obviously if you do yibum chalitza with one woman, so then whatever you do with the second woman is not relevant. And if it's a bia, so then that's really bad news. So now the Mishnah lines it up. Ketar, how does this work? What is the deal? We're going to go through a bunch of cases. The first part of the Mishnah and the second part of the Mishnah are the same halachos, just with different women. The first part we're going to do right now is if you did two actions to one woman. And the second part of the Mishnah is if you did two actions to different women. But the halacha is tachlis is the same. So ketzad, how does this work? We're going to go through all four of the possibilities, right? If you did maimer and then something else, if you did get and then something else, if you did yibum and then something else, and then if you did chalitza and then something else. So let's say again, the first case is with the same woman. One yavama, straight case of yibum, one guy, one girl, what's the deal? So maimer, also maimer be'evimto v'nasan laget, if you did maimer, right, and then he did a get, right, that dissolves the maimer. So then tzvichai menu chalitza, then you know, you have to do chalitza, right, then that's all that's left to do, you have to do chalitza. Also, maimer v'chalitza, that's how he did maimer, but then he did chalitza, right, we said a get, it dissolves maimer, so tzvichai menu get, you still need to give her a get to dissolve the maimer that you did, even though you did chalitza. Also, maimer u'ba'al, let's say you did a maimer, right, the kedushim mid rabbanon, and then yibum, great, a raise you commit tzvasa, that's perfect, that's exactly how it should be done. And also, again, v'asa maimer, let's say now, so that was by maimer. Now, let's say you did get, or you gave her a get, and then you went back and said, you know what, I'll do maimer. I changed my mind. So therefore, tzvicha get, you need to get to dissolve the maimer, and v'chalitza, and you have to do chalitza. Nasa get, because again, the get set you on that path to doing chalitza. Nasa get u'ba'al, let's say you gave her a get, and then you did yibum. Yikes, that's not okay. The get was something that weakened the zika, right? That set you on the path to chalitza, you cannot do yibum anymore, so that's no good. Tzvicha get v'chalitza, you have to give her a get, and you have to actually do chalitza. Nasa get v'chalitza, let's say you did, gave her a get and did chalitza, so great. In achar chalitza klum, that's exactly how it should be, right? That's doing chalitza, that's fabulous. Okay, now to the two Doraisa cases. Let's say you did chalitza and then you did maimer. So what is that? Nasan get ubal. Ubal vasa maimer. Nasan get v'chalat in achar chalitza klum. In any scenario, if you did chalitza, right, and then maimer, or you gave a get, and then you did a yibum, or you did yibum, and then you did maimer, or you gave a get, and then you did chalitza, right, in all of those cases, right, there's not going to be any chalitza, and obviously, if you did yibum, it's not going to be anything after yibum either. Right? But meaning, in the case of if you did the daraisa din, either yibum or chalitza, that's it. You're done. You're finished. The fact that you did something else to this woman afterwards, that is not halachically significant. Achaz yivam on the base. Achaz yivam achaz the yavam echad. The achaz the shtei yivam was the yavam echad. Right. This is true. All these halachos are true whether you're doing two actions to one woman, or one action to two different women. Ketzad, how does that work? So again, pretty much same halachos, just explaining that two different women. Asa maimer bezuv, maimer bezuv, if you did maimer to both of them, so tzuchos shnei gitin. Then you need to do two gets. You need two gets, you need to get rid of that. Right, if you look at Rashi over here, like Rabbanan, diyesh maimer achar maimer, we're holding that the second maimer is legit. And you can't do yibum. Why? What are you going to do? In that case, we did maimer to both of the yavamas. You can't do yibum to both of them. Right? That right? Because that's that doesn't work. Meaning that's two houses that you're trying to redeem, and you're really only supposed to do one. Again, the one guy left you two yavamas. Right? If you do yibum to one of them, hold the chavrta be agida. Right, havale bonus nebatim. Also, since you kind of did this maimer, you're creating two houses. Right, again, if you remember bais echad, right, you have to do one yibum and not two. So that you need to do two get. In that case, if you did two maimers, Sorry, my apologies. I stopped the word early, so let's go back to read it correctly. Back in the Gemara, Ketzad, as does all work. Asa Maimer Bezu, Maimer Bezu. He does two Maimers. Tzrichos Shnei Kitim deChalitza. Right, you have to get rid of those Maimers with Get, and then you have to do one a single Chalitza. Maimer Bezu veGet Lezu. If you did Maimer to one and gave a Get to the other, so Tzricha Get veChalitza. In that case, you need to do give a Get and Chalitza, right? Because that is. What's it called? That is a case of right. Once you give the get, right, that kind of starts you down on the process to do chalitza, right, and you're if Rashi over say here says you're the kimle below yivne, right, you've already started the lo yivne. Right, once you do chalitza, lo yivneh bezavi, you're no longer allowed to remarry and do yibum. So once you've given a get to one of them, so then you're toast, even if you did maimer to the other one. Maimer bezu baal et zu. Let's say you did maimer to one and then be'ilo, then you did yibum to the other. So also, tzrichos beiz gitin v'chalitza. You need two gets. And a chalitza, as Rashi explains over here, you're not allowed to keep her. That's what's called a bia psula. That's like a lousy, a bad, mediocre, insert whatever adjective you want to describe here. It's a pusla yibum. It's no good yibum because, again, you start to do maimer to one, bila to the other. Right, and that's also kind of like we're assuming that you're doing two types of two yibums, which is a no-no, right? And then he's going to require two gets in chalitza. Maimer bezu v'chalitza lezu. If he's maimer to one and then chalitza to the other, harishon tzricha get, right? You need a get to the first one, right? To dissolve the maimer. Okay, now let's say get lezu v'get lezu. Let's say you get two gets, so then, oh, that's pretty straightforward. Tzricha semenu chalitza, right? You just need to do chalitza to one of them. Get lezu baal lezu. If you gave a get to one and then you did yibum to the other, so that's also tzricha get v'el chalitza. You need a get to dissolve. To get rid of the yibum, to get rid of the marriage, and you need chalitza to the first one, to the one you gave a get to, because again, that's a puzzle of yibum, you're not allowed to do that. Get lezu, maimer bezu, let's say you give get to one woman and maimer to the other, tzricha get v'chalitza, again, you also need a get to dissolve the maimer, and a chalitza to with one of them to get rid of the zika. Get lezu v'chalitza lezu, let's say you give a get to one, the chalitza to the other one, saying ein acher chalitza klum, right, so that's good, that's fine, there's nothing else you need to do here. Chalatz v'chalatz, or chalatz v'asa maimer. Let's say you did two chalitzas. Or you did chalitza, and then you did maimer. Nasan get ubal. Let's say you gave a get, and then you did yibum. Ubal, ubal. Or you did yibum to both of them. Ubal v'asa maimer. Or you did yibum to one, and then maimer to the other. Nasan get v'chalatz. Or you gave a get, and then you gave a chalitza. Enach a chalitza klum. There's nothing after chalitza, right? Meaning that once you do chalitza or yibum, which is important, once you do either one of those, there's nothing else that happens here. I mean, anything done after that is no good. Bein yavam echad, b'shtei yavamos, bein shnei yavamim, liyavamim achas. Regardless of whether there's a yavam and two yavamos, or whether there's two yavams and one yavama. Again, regardless of how you construct the case, right, it's still after you do those dinam d'araisa, there's going to be nothing. Chalatz v'asa maimer. Now, again, we're going back to what we said before. If you did chalitza and then you did maimer, or nasan get ubal, or you gave a get to one woman and then, I guess it's the same woman, right? So if you're going back to what we said before, or you gave her a get and then you did yibum, ubal v'asa maimer, or you did yibum and then you did maimer, but nasan get v'chalatz, or if you did a get and then you gave her, then you did chalitza, enach chalitza klum b'mitzabem t'sof. There's nothing after chalitza, regardless of where you did chalitza in the process. Right, again, regardless of whether batchila you did chalitza first, or if you did chalitza last, how do you do chalitza in the middle? Right, that's obviously only if there was a get and then a chalitza. Right, is that what Rashi says? Where is it? Bein batchila ben beemtza. If you look at Rashi, right, bein maimer le get. Right, whether you did maimer and then get, or. Right, sorry, just to clarify, meaning that the chalitza is only the last thing that is in a chara klum, when it's done in the middle, is if there was not mimer done before it. Because if there was mimer done before, then you do chalitza, then you still need a get. But taklos, again, what the Mishnah is saying is that chalitza is the final stage in almost all those cases. In terms of yibum, if you do that first, so that's for sure first, and that's fine. The emtzah of a sof yishar chorei klum, but if you do it in the middle or afterwards, so that is a yibum that's possible, yibum be a psula, right? And then that's gonna you're gonna need to do something to get out of that marriage, because if you did, let's say, unless you did maimer, but if you did, let's say, get, so then you're gonna need to do chalitza and get out of that marriage. Rabbi Nechemiah Omer, Rabbi Nechemiah says no. Achas bi'ila, achas chalitza, regardless of what you're talking about, whether it's chalitza or bi'ah, or yibum, bein b'chila bein v'etzav bein v'sof ein nachlor klum. That is the last stage, right? Regardless of where it is done. So again, if let's say the bi'ah came after a get, so that is still a good yibum, right? He's not going to hold that's a lousy yibum. Okay, fine. So he argues on that point at the end. Right, we'll talk about that in the Gemara. Okay. Now, says the Gemara. Now, the beginning of the Machlokas, right, the first mission that we said, right, first part of the mission, right, after all that, right, we said, Rabbi Gamliel says, in get achar get, v'lo maimer achar maimer, and the Chachamim say, there is get achar get, and there is maimer achar maimer. So, I come to pligi, the Gemara says, the Machlokas is, el get achar get, and maimer achar maimer, right, again, by the dinim d'rabbanan. Avo get achar, avo get, what does that say, echad or achar? I can't even tell. It must be echad. I will get echad biyavama umaymer echad biyavama. But if you did do one get and then maimer, right? So then that is a thing. I mean that is going to be an issue, right? You're not going to be able to do the maimer, and you're going to have to give the woman who did a maimer to that you're going to have to give her a get. I mean that's going to require something. Meaning if you're telling me that. The question is whether you need another stage here. So if you give a get and then you give maimer, you need to give a get to the other woman who gave maimer. So the Gemara says, "My time, Amar Rabbanan, get biyavam mahani." So everybody agrees that the get is a thing. But why is it a thing? Meaning, a get dissolves a marriage, not a yibum. So why did Chazal say that a get is going to throw a wrench into these things? By midaraisa, there's either yibum or chalitza. So the Gemara says, "Mishum demahani be'alma," because a get works. In general, right? The e amri lo mahani. If you over here, we would say that a get would do nothing by yibum chalitza. So how many people will say that get lo tzia the chalitza lo tzia? That well, let's see. Get right gets rid of this woman from the marriage, and so does chalitza. Right? Umid get lo mahani. If a get doesn't work here, so chalitza nami lo mahani. The chalitza also doesn't work. People will think you can remarry the woman, right, even after you've done chalitza. So that case, we're not concerned. In that case, we are concerned, and we don't want people to think that if a get doesn't work, maybe the chalitza doesn't work. So therefore, both of them will do something midrabanan. My time, Amar midrabanan, Amar rabanan, maimer biyavam mahani. Okay, so what's with the din rabanan of kedushin of maimer? So mishum demahani ba'alma, same idea, same logic. Because maimer works when you're doing it regularly, right? Just being the kaddish woman. The amr is lo mahani, because if you tell me it doesn't work, so amri people will say, maimer liknos or bio liknos, that maimer works to acquire a woman, meaning to marry a woman, and bio works to marry a woman. When we do amr lo mahani, bio lo mahani lo mahani. You might think that if you tell me, well, maimer doesn't work over here, maybe bio doesn't work over here either. Right? And then people will think, well, then you can marry the second woman after doing yibum on the first. Right? That's also right. That's also an isra of eshesat, because the yibum only allows you to marry one of them and not two of them, so that we don't want people thinking that. Okay. Now, just the Tosas over here is interesting. Tosas points out that the get lo mahani, or if you look at the Tosas over there, right, what are we concerned? We're concerned that people, what do we say? We say that people will think that if get doesn't work, people will say that chalitza doesn't work. Well, why don't we say the opposite? Right, that if chalitza doesn't work, right, chalitza doesn't work by dissolving a regular marriage, right, so why does get, maybe people will think that a get doesn't work to dissolve a regular marriage. If you tell me that get doesn't work by yibum chalitza, so therefore maybe chalitza doesn't work. Why are we afraid that people will say, well, chalitza doesn't work by regular marriage, so get doesn't work either? So Tosfos' answer is very interesting because it's a pashut of pasuk. It's straight up about a pasuk. People are not going to be so confused, right? They know that there's a concept of divorce, and so they'll know that something works. Kind of pasha, the kasha on that is that chalitza is also kind of a preferential pasuk. Okay, fine. Either way, there's an interesting Tosfos over there. Fine, so let's get to the bottom of the page. My time, Amar Rabbanan, bia psula yeshachara klum. Now, why did Chazal say that, right? This concept of bia psula, right? That if a person does get, Right, and then he does a bia, right, that is a bia psula. Again, that's not really true, meaning that really this should be a full fledged yibum. Right, or let's say, for example, if he did maimer with one wife and then bia with the yibum with the other, right, that's going to also require getin and chalitza. So why did Chazal apostle that? Because tachlis, right, if you do something with the rabbanan, it doesn't affect the din daraisa, right? The yibum works with daraisa. So why did Chazal say that that's a no good yibum? Because Amrei, they said that e biachar geti, if you did get first and then you did bia, let's say with the other, you did yibum with the other woman, with the other wife. So gzera bia achar get mishum bia achar chalitza. Where we're concerned that if we allow you to do yibum after a get, people will do a yibum after chalitza. And that's an isher, right, of eshazach. That's also isher karis. Via bia achar maimer, and if you're talking about a case where they did maimer and to one woman and then bia to the other, so gzera bia achar maimer. We're concerned that if you allow a person to do yibum with the second wife after doing maimer with the first wife, that they will also do yibum with the second wife after yibum with the first wife. And that we know is no good. That gets rid of the zikin completely. Now that's an isra eshazach. My time, Amar Rabbanan, hay chalitza psula in achara klum. But if you remember, the Chazal said that if once you do chalitza psula, you don't have to do anything else. You don't have a problem. By bia psula, by yibum psula, yesha choreklum, meaning you have to do something, you have to get out of that marriage. But if you do a chalitza psula, right, if you do, let's say, chalitza after maimer, or that's not a, after a get, let's say, right, or after maimer, right, so that's good, you don't have to do anything else, even though you need a get to get rid of the maimer. But why did Chazal say that? Meaning, why do we say that the chalitza tachlis is good? Right, so Amri, because we said, my lixor, because there's no problem, we're not concerned of anything. Nigzor chalitza achar get mishum chalitza achar chalitza. What are we going to be concerned that if you do chalitza after you give get to one woman, you do chalitza with the other? Maybe people will do chalitza after chalitza. Maybe you'll do chalitza with one woman and then chalitza with the other woman. Okay, fine. So kol ki honey tachlos v'tezol. So that just do chalitza. What, that's not a spitting next to a shoe. What's the difference? V'ligzor chalitza achar maimer mishum chalitza achar bia. Well, what are you telling me that maybe people will be nervous if you allow a person to do chalitza to the second wife after doing maimer with the first wife? Maybe they'll think that you can do chalitza after bia, meaning that if you do yibum with the first wife, you can do chalitza with the second wife. It's also fine. After chalitza achar maimer, let me lo bay get la maimaro. One second, because doing chalitza after maimer still requires a get. So chalitza achar bia, not me bay get la bia. So right, you're also, so therefore the people are going to equate those two and think that yeah, you need to have a get after doing yibum, which is true. Right, there's not going to be any confusion because we already decided that if you do, again, the confusion could be that if you do maimer with one and chalitza with the other, you'll do get, no, you'll do bia, yibum with one and chalitza with the other. Well, what's the halacha if you do maimer and then chalitza? You still need to get rid of the maimer. So too, in the case where you do yibum and then chalitza, you need a get to get rid of, right, the yibum, the marriage, because they're married. So therefore, there's no concern, right? There's nothing else we need to add, right? All the gzeras, right, are taken care of. Okay, that was right, changing gears a little bit. Back to Yevama Sugyas, and we'll go right there and Hail Geshas tomorrow. It's a Shem. Have a great day or night, depending on when you are listening to this.